Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Everyone who's here, Baruch Hashem, a bunch of people out there. So we would like to welcome everyone. So Baruch Hashem, yesterday we began our discussion about tefillin. We talked about Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridim, very interesting, fascinating Ber Halacha. Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridim, again, typically people learn that's going on in the mitzvahs. You go to a higher level mitzvah. So the Ber Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim said that that's not pshat. Well, I don't know if that's not pshat, but he says the pshat is referring to the person. The person has to constantly be going up higher levels, doing higher mitzvahs. And we talked about putting on tefillin, and you put on talis, and then you put on tefillin. Right. And you should situate the talis and the tefillin in your bag in a way that you come to the talis first, because if you come to the, tefillin first, so then you'll have to put on the tefillin first, and really you should put on the talis first. The Mishnah Berurah, I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, Mishnah Berurah says that it's very interesting. Mishnah Berurah Dalet, he says, nearly, seems to me, nearly pashut, seems it's that, let's say, again, we had this, hopefully we don't repeat it, but we had it a few months ago when we had COVID people dining at home. So let's say you are walking down the hall of your house, and in one room, first room, the room you're right by, you have the tefillin. In another room, you have the talis. So he says, it seems pleasure to me, to the Chofetz Chaim, that even though one's in one room and one's in another one, you have to. If the tefillin room is the one right by you, is closer, you'll have to go put on tefillin first. Because that would be called passing over the mitzvah. That would be called passing over the mitzvah.
Not if you have your tefillin at home and your talis at shul.
Excuse me?
What if you have your tefillin at home and your talis at shul?
Right. Well, see, again, that's what we're going to get in today about. Because a lot of times you don't want to put on your tefillin now. Right? You want to take them to shul, maybe. You know, use one of the shul's talis. So it'd be different, right? But we'll, believe it or not, get into that today. We also learned that, let's say a person only has, maybe like in Major Fain's case, the only thing you have right now is the tefillin. So we said you should put on the talis and then you should put on the tefillin. But let's say the only thing you got right now is the tefillin. So then you should put on the tefillin, even though you don't have a talis. And then when you get the talis, eventually when you get the talis, you'll put on the talis too. Now, and you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. So the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, I don't think we did this, is a very interesting idea. You don't have to wait for the talis to put on tefillin. If you got the tefillin, you got the tefillin now, so put on the tefillin. And then, you know, like, I don't know, I can't think of a situation, but, when you get the talis, you'll put on the talis. You don't have to wait. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Zayin, Mivnei she'ein mashi'in es ha-mitzvah. Right? It's not just matzahs. But it's any mitzvah, you don't put off a mitzvah, right? Another important hashkafa, right? We learned Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridim yesterday. Now, we don't put off any mitzvah. It's not just we don't tarry matzahs, you know, like I'm sitting there around. Any mitzvah, you do it as soon as you can. So here you got the tefillin. I'm supposed to put on talis first. But you can put on the tefillin. So put on the tefillin. Don't wait. Don't tarry, as they say. Whatever that means. Afa pi sheyesh lomar sheyase achar kach yosem yom lochar. But then you might say, no, but if I wait, then I'll do the mitzvah better. Why will I be doing the mitzvah better? Because then I'll put on the talis, and I'll put on the tefillin, and malim b'kodesh. Mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. So a very famous idea. A mitzvah in its proper time is chaviv. Is cherished. So you could put on tefillin now. So put on tefillin. Now, I think we made your fame about this up yesterday. V'chein, betadir v'she'en otadir. That also with the rule, I think Major Fame brought this up yesterday, that we have a rule, what's more common you do first. I don't know, right? So Major Fame, classic case is like, put on talus before tefillin. Why? Talus, again, we have a clash between, so to speak, between two mitzvahs, which one to do. I have two put mitzvahs at hand. I have a talus and I have a tefillin. So we say, you come to the talus first because you go up and... But there's another rule that we put on talus first, as Major Fain yesterday, because it's more common, right? We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, right? So talus we do, so it's more common. And the rule is, tadir sheino tadir, tadir kodim. Whatever is more common, you do first. So the Chofetz Chaim says, im ein tadir lefaneinu, ein tzarech lahamtin. So that's true. That rule is true. The more common you do first. But that's only if the more common is there. If the common, the more common is not there, do the less common. I believe it or not, gave a chabur about this. So sort of, a different context as far as chalitz and yibum. But kodem means, and somebody told me Rav David Feinstein's echot tzadik baruch said some idea. Not to say I'm in Rav David Feinstein's galaxy, But again, the halacha says tadir kodem comes first. That doesn't mean it knocks off the other mitzvah. It means that it has kedima. It comes first. Let's say you didn't do it. So good, you did the second. You did the less common mitzvah. Just which one comes first? Like I often say, it's beautiful to keep halacha because a lot of the difficult decisions you could. What shoes should I, people stress, it's called OCD, okay, but whatever. People stress out about things. So here we say, you can imagine somebody sitting there, which one should I do first? Should I put on the talus first? Should I put on the tefillin first? Right? So, halacha tells us, so we got two things that tell us, put on the talus first. Don't stress out about it. Oh, no, I wish there was a halacha about paper and plastic. But they got rid of the paper, they got rid of the plastic, they got rid of everything. So maybe that's the answer. So, but again, the same rule with tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. You do this one first. But if I don't have the more common, do the less common. So do it. Do it. So the same thing, that's something we didn't touch upon yesterday. I want to mention that Rav Moshe, zecher tzadik livracha, has some tshuvas that he says, now obviously we'll come to a situation later, Rachmanis Litzlan, somebody cannot put on tefillin, they have something with their arm, like, you can imagine, like, Rachmanis Litzlan, it shouldn't happen, somebody has a stroke, so sometimes they have the arm, but they can't make use of it. So,
should somebody else put it on for them?
So we'll get to that. So somebody else puts on, so what do you do about the brachas? So, but Rav Moshe writes that the mitzvah is to put on the tefillin yourself. Now, again, that's, I assume, talking about
if you can.
Normal circumstances. Normal circumstances. Like, I know stories where somebody's sick, and so the children come and help put them on the tefillin, or somebody help. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, like a regular case, somebody's uppity, I'll have some, James, or I don't know what, maybe you think that you want to be mezakeh your children, so have them put the tefillin on, so they get a piece of the mitzvah, or your wife, or something, right? I can imagine somebody, the answer is, Rav Moshe writes, it's the mitzvah to put on the tefillin yourself. And not that somebody else should put it on. Because the mitzvah is Yosef bar mi bishlucho. We have a rule that when you have a mitzvah to do, it's better to do it yourself. If you can't, effectuate it somehow, so then you get a proxy or an agent or whatever you want to call it, shaliach, to help you do it or do it for you. But again, normally we say, do it yourself, right? Do it yourself. So the same thing Rav Moshe says here, that a person should endeavor to put on the tefillin himself.
Do you get less credit for the mitzvah if somebody else does it
I would assume it depends on the. So if you can't do it and you need a shliach, like Rosh Hashanah, like in case somebody's ill, somebody's infirm.
Broken arms for 12 weeks, the cast was like this from the shoulder down. I couldn't move the elbow.
Right, but we're going to learn about that.
Rosh Hashanah, not to put on the arms for
him. Right, so that's different.
You were talking about. Help with the headspin too. So.
Probably, you can't. You know, I don't know how you lift your arm. So aren't you happy around that business? You don't have to worry about it.
So I get full credit if somebody else helps me because I can't.
Yeah,
do it.
I mean, if you're known as, you know. Okay. Now, base, again, we're on page 64. So, Tehillim Machaber says as follows. Mishu who zoyer b'talz katan, someone who's careful with wearing a talz katan yo b'shenu, so put it on, in other words, put it on at home. V'yaneach tefillin b'beiso, and then you put on the tefillin, right, so you have the tzitzis on. And then, put on the tefillin. Mishbura explains, so you go out from the door of your house with tzitzis and tefillin on, brings down from the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe in the name of the Zohar. So again, this is past my pay grade, but there's some special thing, again, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it, some special thing to go out of your house wearing talis and tefillin. Tzitzis, I should say. Tzitzis and tefillin. V'yelach lavush, now this is a very interesting language, and thereby you go walking betzitzis, with the tzitzis, umechutar betfilin, and crowned, like a keser, crowned with tefillin, the Beis HaKnesses, too shul. V'sham yisaseh betal gadol, and over there you put on the talus. Over there you put on the talus. The Ramah says, V'ha olam nohagu lisa'atev af betalus gadol kodem ulevarchala. So the Ramah says, the olam is noeg, again, we're going to talk about that, to put on the talus too, at home. Your talus katan, your talus, and the tefillin, the whole, everything, and make the requisite brachas on them. V'akak when they have tefillin, v'holok v'esaknesis, and go like that. Right, we don't see that.
Israel, you see it.
So Mishnah Berurah brings up the important point, which I'm sure you all probably figured out, and that is there's a couple of Mishnah Berurahs about that, and that is there's a Mishnah Berurah about this Mishnah Berurah Yud Lisa Atev, and the Chofetz Chaim says Makom Shemitzuyan Nachrim BeRachov. There's goyim on the street, which I think there are a couple on our streets. So you should put on, you should wrap the towels, and well, here he's talking about the towels, but some of it's with the tefillin also. It's walking around with your towels and tefillin, on robbers, even though, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very frum neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, but still, quite a few going walking around and driving around and all sorts of things around. So again, it's, I think there's a couple ideas. First of all, it's uncomfortable for us. Second of all, we don't want to arouse the goyim. Many gedolim have talked about that. We have to remember we're in Golos, right? So we're walking around like we're not in Golos. We're wearing a talis out. We could see today, unfortunately, it's starting all over again. Hopefully Hashem will keep it at a minimum. But anti-Semitism, it's the trait of Klal Yisrael is to be with sneus. Sneus just doesn't mean to women with knees and elbows. It's everything we have to do with it is a bit sneus. Remember, there's an old Rav in town. I was close with him. And he did not, I don't know if I should say what it is, I don't know. Family's mock, but they didn't have a sign in front of the shul, congregation or a kila. No. Everybody knew what it was. Everybody knew what,
Initials like that.
Now it is.
Scream synagogue.
Yeah, well, we have a thing, but nobody knows it. The Rana, our fancy Delancey, you know, which isn't so fancy. Yeah, some people have offered to put on the arch, you know, on Shemus, but I don't know. I'm wondering about it, especially as what's happening now. You know, it might be better not. So, but again, I hate to say it, I see people walking around with wearing a talus on it. So I heard this in the name of Rav Yaakov. Again, I heard it like 20th time, so 20th hand, I should say. So, you know, but I think the Rashiva held that way also, you know, not to parade around. You know, you don't ice on the goyim, they used to say. So again, so what do? So we come and show. So the chatzar, so again, because of COVID, we davening out in the chatzar. But again, you know, like the idea is you walk into shul, we'll see about this later. You know, wearing your towels and you're wearing your towels and tefillin.
Is it okay to wear it in an airport?
I don't know. I mean, if you have to, you have to. You know, that's the very first halach. One of the first halachas in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, you know, you have to. When you have to do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah, but you should try to find some place inconspicuous. And it's a little quiet. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, in an airport, you're trying to dive, and first of all, people will bother you. People will gawk, and people and you have to do things. It's like, there's a bigger problem. Is unfortunately, it's almost impossible to daven because of the way there are women around. And, you know, like 99.9% render your place to daven undavenable, if there's such a word. But, you know, like Jewish vocabulary, you know, that's a very big problem. So if you have someplace inconspicuous or something a little, you know, whatever, so then, you know, so that's different. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here for tonight. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, so Mir Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up Hilchos Tefillin. Yashar Koach, everyone.